You see is the wrapping paper. The trees are thrown away. The gifts are returned, some of them. It's back to normal, right? The magic somehow disappears. Don't you wish that you could keep that feeling, that magical, that special moment with you in your hearts for a longer period? My friends, the good news is you can. I can. We can, because the whole point of Christmas, it's in the word, Christ. It's not about the gifts. And those of you that know me know that I try to boycott gifts because, you know, I have a issue with the commercialism. And that is something I'm working on because, you know, little kids don't know that. So don't worry, I'm not a Grinch. I do get the little kids something, but the commercialism, sometimes we buy into that and we miss the best gift, the most important gift. And today I want to remind us not to miss that gift. You know, when you see those beautiful gifts under the tree, sometimes the small ones are discarded, right? We go towards the big ones because there's something that catches our attention to those big ones. But if you truly want the gift that's going to last forever, then I'm going to point us back to Christ, because the best gift of Christmas cannot be found in any store. It cannot be found no matter how hard you search for it or make it. Although I do have to say, you know, the cards and the crafts our kids make for us during Christmas, those have a special place in my heart, but they still can't replace Jesus. Nothing can replace the gift of Jesus. So today as we gather, let's pray for God to help us understand just this gift, who this gift is, who Christ is for us, so that we can receive him. Let's pray. Holy God, gracious God, loving God, we come to you this evening because we need you. We want these gifts that Christ gives to us, the candles that we've lit that remind us of the hope, the peace, and the joy, and the love that Christ gives to us, which lasts forever. Help us to receive them. We open our hearts to you this evening. Speak to each one of us so that we may have the light of Christ in us. All these things we pray in his holy name. Amen. So, you know, as I'm getting older, I'm having some senior moments. Have you ever missed things? Like you walk into a room and you forget what you walked in there for? You've done that. Well, I'm starting to do that. Or maybe you walk into a room and you realize that something is different and you just can't place your finger on it. Or how about the laundry that sits at the bottom of the stairs that you want others to notice but they don't notice? I don't know. As I read, no, well, you know, it happens. I've missed those things. As I read the story of the birth of Christ, and as we heard about the shepherds who saw this amazing sight of the multitude of angels and the glory of God that shone around them, you know, I wonder, did others miss this glorious sight? I mean, they were there, right? There were other people besides the shepherds, besides Mary and Joseph, you think. So how did they miss it? What about the innkeeper? You know, as he sees these ragtag group of shepherds hurrying in to visit this baby born in a manger. I mean, you know, they didn't have social media. There's a baby born in a manger, meet up at manger down the street. I don't know. They didn't have that. Yet somehow the word got out. Well, we know how it got out, right? It's God. It's God who shared the message. He sent the angels. I just imagine the sight to the shepherds, because they were willing, they were open to hearing this good news. And I think that might be a clue for us. Sometimes we miss the good news of Christ because we're not open. We're so busy with our lives. We're so busy with the things that consume us that, my friends, we miss the best gift, the only gift, really, that matters at Christmas. It's Christ. So I pray that we don't get so caught up in doing things for Christmas. You know, as beautiful as the lights and the sounds and all these things are, they do not matter if there is no room for Christ in our hearts. And that, my friends, is what these wonderful group of shepherds experienced. They had room in their hearts. Well, the Bible doesn't tell us the innkeeper story either. We don't read about the other people who were there. But the Bible does tell us of those who are willing to hear. And it even tells us about the wise men who came from the east, who are open to the knowledge and the word of God that pointed them to the star that would lead them to the greatest gift this world has ever known. So if you're tired of having the glitter and the beauty, and I say beauty in quotes because Christmas is not about this beauty, if you're tired of that fading, I invite you to take a look again at the baby in the manger. I invite you to take a look at Christ. Open your hearts to what he's speaking to you and what message he's giving. Don't miss it. Because I'll tell you, in all the things that go on in this world will try to take our attention from this greatest gift. Because this world is ruled by the one who is the enemy of God. Believe it or not, there is a battle out there. My friends, a battle for our souls, because the enemy does not want us to be reconciled with God. He wants us to remain lost in our sin. He wants us to remain separated from God. And in essence, that's why Christ came, to reunite us with God. That's the gift. That's the gift Jesus gives to us, to reconnect us with God. So if you've ever felt like you're lost in darkness, I want you to remember that the light of the world has come. Tonight, as we come together on this magical, miraculous eve, remember, the greatest gift you can open, that you can give to your children, that you can give to your loved ones, is the good news of Christ, the message of Christ. Because he's the one who saves us, who reunites us, reconnects us. If you've ever felt broken, know that God can fix us, heal us. You know, as we talk about the shepherds, as we talk about the wise men, it's a beautiful story, and we love to laugh when we see the kids act out the pageant. And it's beautiful, but, you know, maybe sometimes in the back of our minds we may say, well, that's a nice story, but what does that have to do with me as I'm dealing with the things that I'm struggling with right now? When this project I have for school has to get done, this project of work has to get done, and if I don't get it done, I'm going to lose my job. What does it have to do when I'm dealing with health issues and health problems that are just so overwhelming? What does it have to do with me? How is this gift going to help me when I have to figure out life? I can't pay the bills. I can't help my child, my loved one. I'm struggling. So, what does this gift have to do with me? And we ask that question. And to help us answer that question, I'm going to take us back. Not 2,000 years ago, not when Jesus was born. Before that, 700 years before that. Prophet Isaiah, he spoke these words, and Joan read them tonight from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Don't you need some peace in your life, my friends? Don't we need some hope in this broken world? You see, even in Isaiah's time, we sometimes think that our generation is the one that's dealing with the toughest of problems, right? And we tend to discount other generations. You know, I'll confess this. I've said this to my son. You've had no problems, kid, you know? Because we tend to think that our problems are bigger than others. But my friends, the truth is, each one of us, no matter what age we are, have challenges, issues, and problems that we face that just are beyond us. Have you ever felt like you are walking in darkness? Not knowing which step to take, which path to take, which decision to make to fix things. If you've lived, you've been there. All of us have been there. Maybe you were thinking, you know what, you're just taking a blind stab, but you had no idea that this step you'd make will make things better. That's like navigating in the darkness. You know, it's not just the physical darkness that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the spiritual darkness where your soul is just so consumed and it feels overwhelming, whatever issue you're facing. And it hurts. There are wounds that are so deep that you have no idea how they can be fixed. But the good news is that you don't have to look to the gifts under the tree. No iPad is going to fix that. No self-help book is going to fix that. The gift of Christ, who is the light of the world, will shine in the darkness of your heart, will shine in the darkness, darkest place that you might find yourself in, and will lead you out of that darkness into His marvelous light. My friends, this world that we're in, it's only for a short time. We're not going to live forever. Sometimes we act like it, but the reality is all of us will leave this earth. Jesus came to walk us through this journey, through this time on earth, and then lead us into God's presence, where we don't need the physical light, but God will be our light forever and ever. Can you imagine being in the presence of God and feeling enveloped by light and love and just whole, restored? I don't know about you, but you know what? I need that. And I know that I'm not going to find it in this earth. So tonight, I pray that each one of us will take the gift of Christ, His light, back with us, and allow Him to illuminate us from the inside out so that we can share His light to the world. And the question I have for each one of us, have you received Christ? Have you received Him as your Lord and Savior? Have you opened that gift? When He says, when He reaches out to you, sometimes He invites us to Him through other people. So maybe if you're here through an invitation, hey, it's no accident. God is always calling us back to Himself. He uses shepherds. He uses wise men. He uses people that seem insignificant in history, but He shares through them His love. So today, as we heard the words spoken, as we sang about the good news that the angels gave of great noise, great, well, might have been noisy, but it was great joy. Great joy. Great tidings. I pray that you receive that great news of great joy and allow Him to fill your hearts and illuminate you from the inside out. Amen.